1:32 a.m. That is, of course, local time. If you take a look at your clock, you'll notice that it's 19:30 UTC, where you live. That's very convenient because you're listening to the Anon Radio Show Dubious Goals Committee, starring me. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman. And what have we got on the agenda today? Oh, let's see here. Aha, check my mail. And by mail, I mean my physical mail, my P mail. And I've got me a letter right here. And guess who it's from? That's right, the Mystic Stamp Company of Camden, New York. You know, I'm kind of disappointed. I would have thought that a company called the Mystic Stamp Company would either be in Mystic, New York, or sell Mystic stamps. However, I'm not familiar with the geography near and around Camden, New York, so maybe Mystic is just a suburb of Camden, or perhaps a bedroom community. So, what did the Mystic Stamp Company send me today? Let's open up this letter. I've got my trusty letter opener right here, and maybe we need to open up this letter. So, slice. And we'll close up the letter opener here. Now, let's see what's in this envelope. Ooh, shiny. Ooh, glossy paper. Look at this. Yours free, first Battle of Bull Run coin, Civil War 150th anniversary commemorative. Just $2.95. Shipping and guaranteed delivery. Oh, yeah, so, yippee. It's free for $3. Dear friend, as collectors, one of our most rewarding pursuits is preserving important history. What? I have good news. You can now own an exclusive uncirculated U.S. coin enhanced to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Yours free. Just send $3 for shipping and handling and blah, blah, blah. A dramatic portrayal of the First Battle of Bull Run has been permanently bonded to a U.S. half dollar using advanced technology. Wow, using advanced technology. Yeah, it's full color. That advanced technology must be paint. Oh, wait. This full-color image of the landmark event brings history to life. Well, yeah, no, not really. It's got pictures of dead people on it. The First Battle of Bull Run was one of the most blah, 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 some crap that I already know. I've been to Bull Run. There isn't anything they're going to tell me that I don't know about it. Blah, 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 strict limit of one. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Not interested. And here's the little order form and everything. And, ooh, a postage paid. No, this is not a postage paid envelope. Frog wash. Well, I found that to be entirely uninteresting. I'm just not impressed. Am I that jaded? No, it's just that I'm not impressed with other people's defacing of U.S. or any other currency, for that matter. I could do this just as much as anybody else. I could just go to the bank and get a roll of brand new quarters, paint a big yellow smiley face on the back, and sell them for $5 a piece. This is a collector's edition quarter. Only 40 were made. There's 40 in a roll of quarters, isn't there? I think so. Yeah, anyway, I just don't know what to do with all these pseudo-coin collectors that are out there. The people who are falling for these commercials for the gold-plated buffalo-proof half-dollar American blah blah blah. It's worth $50, but we're selling it to you for $10. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those coin commercials on TV where they're trying to sell you some crap for some outrageous amount of money. In fact, one of my proteges saw one of these commercials and asked me, well, how much gold is actually in that coin? What's that coin actually worth? And I tell them, well, you tell me. They tell you how much the gold is on there. And I can tell you right now that gold is about $50 a gram. This was a couple years ago. And we did the math and found out that there's only about 70 cents worth of gold on those gold coins that they're selling on TV. Strict limit of 5. Retail value $50. But for you, if you call now, just $10. Don't be a sucker. If you'd like to buy 70 cents worth of gold, give me a call. I'll sell it to you for only $2 or $3. Recently, I've become a big fan of all of these home shopping network channels that sell all the fake gems. Yeah, these people are selling sand and claiming that these are gem quality stones and you can buy them right off the TV. Oh, those poor suckers. Who's buying this stuff? I think I don't want to know. In other news, I made some Jell-O and I'm pretty excited about it because that means I get to eat Jell-O pretty soon. Should I go get that now? No, it can wait. And you're never gonna guess what flavor of Jell-O I made. That's right, green. Green is a good flavor. And I made my special Tobe Jell-O. Now you might be wondering, what is special Tobe Jell-O? Well, it's very simple, and I'm gonna give you a recipe here in a minute. But basically, Tobe Jell-O is kind of like normal Jell-O in that you make it out of the same stuff, except instead of using water, well, you do use a little bit, but instead of just using water, you use a little bit of water and some Kool-Aid to impart that extra intense flavor. So, in the case of today's Jell-O, what I've done is I've made green Jell-O with green Kool-Aid. Oh yes, and the other great thing about Tobe Jell-O is it's twice as dense as regular Jell-O. Alright, so if you're wondering what the recipe is, grab a pen or a pencil, or just open up a new window on your computer and get ready to write this down. What you want to do is boil about 3/4 of a cup of water. And for all you metric people out there, that's about 2 deciliters. And you know how much I love to measure liquids in deciliters. But if you can't wrap your head around that, 200 milliliters of water. And boil this water and boil it so it's boiling really good. Gots to get it real hot. If you've got a microwave like mine, yes, you can get it hotter than 212 degrees. Then what you do is take an entire package of Jell-O, the flavor of your choice, but we'll get into the flavor choices in a minute, and you dump the whole package into this 3/4 of a cup of boiling water and stir, stir, stir it like crazy until it's all dissolved. And it takes a little while to get it all dissolved because it's so concentrated in this water. You might have to add a little bit of extra water, potentially another 100 milliliters or, you know, an ounce or so of water. Don't you love how I can just mix units to get this to dissolve thoroughly? So make sure it's entirely dissolved. Keep checking it. Stir it with a spoon. Bring the spoon up to your face every once in a while and make sure you can't see any little gelatin crystals still in the solution. And once you've got it all dissolved, then you pour the hot Jell-O solution into a pint glass. There we are, mixing our units again, or a 16-ounce glass, or about a glass that is about a liter. And then once you pour the hot Jell-O in there, then you pour in your Kool-Aid. And then you stir it up really good and let it chill. Let it solidify, let it gelatinize. And this will give you about 16 ounces of Jell-O, or about a pint, or about a liter, whatever. That's not a liter, that's half a liter. Half a liter, a pint is about half a liter. And this is now 2 servings of Tobe Jell-O. Normally a package of Jell-O makes 4 servings, but this is extra dense, super Tobe Jell-O. And then once it's set up, you know, the next day or 12 hours later or whatever, then you can eat it. So eat the yummy Jell-O. Now, a word about flavor combinations. The greatest flavor combination you can do, and if of course this is just my opinion, which is the only one that matters, but lemon Jell-O goes amazingly well with peach mango lemonade or Kool-Aid. It's so yummy. So, you know, make up some lemon Jell-O in the method I just described and then add peach mango Kool-Aid. Let that set up. It's awesome. It's the greatest Jell-O you will ever eat. If for some reason that doesn't sound like it appeals to you, then I would suggest going green. Get some lime Jell-O prepared, again, as I described, and then add green Kool-Aid. And then you have super green Jell-O, and it's the greeniest, and it tastes so greeny. Oh, it's delicious. And to be perfectly honest, those are the only two flavor combinations I've ever bothered to try, because, you know, once you do the lemon and peach mango thing, you're not going back to anything else. Unless, of course, you need to have your green fix, then you got to do the ultra green Jell-O business, and that's fine. So, if you'd like, go ahead and experiment with some other flavors. I imagine you could probably come up with some decent ideas. And if you do, I would say feel free to contact me and let me know what you've come up with. If it sounds good enough, I will try it myself. And if it ends up being as awesome as you say it is, I will recommend it to everybody else right here on this show, the Dubious Goals Committee. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. And it's time for me to take a little break. I'm kind of tempted to go up there and grab the green Jell-O and start nom 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 nom. But I think I'm going to try to use my willpower and save that for later tonight. When I'm watching my TV shows, I'll have a snack of super Jell-O. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to go make some tea. So while I'm making tea, why don't you listen to this?
Thank you. You gonna be a fluffy binker? Yes, because you're a baby.
Hello, yes. Welcome back. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and I, of course, am Tobe. I've got an extraordinarily hot cup of tea sitting here right next to me, and I think maybe I'll try to drink some right now.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like a good plan. Okay. Oh, it smells so yummy. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Oh, it's the perfect temperature. Yeah, and it's the perfect concentration. Oh, and it's got just the right amount of sugar. Another in a long line of perfect cups of tea. I can still hear that woodpecker outside my window, and he has switched trees. How do I know this? Well, the sound he is making is much different. I suppose he hasn't necessarily had to have switched trees. He could have gotten onto a different branch. But it kind of sounds like it's coming from a different direction. However, that might just be my imagination. I am a tea-drinking fool. And what is wrong with my knee today? And actually, it's not just today. It's been the last 4 days now? 5 days? I don't think it's been a week. My knee is acting strangely. It's weird and stiff. Like it wants to pop, but it just won't. Ugh. How annoying. How irritating. Plus, I got this weird thing going on with my sinuses. And I think it's just the change in weather, or the multiple changes in weather, as it were. Around here, we're going hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. Today, and I'm not kidding, you can check your local weather report. It won't do you any good, but if you look in the national weather, you'll notice that it's about 75 degrees here today. Okay, you know, that's fine. That's a nice, lovely temperature, especially for spring. But what you don't know is that 3 days ago it snowed, and supposedly in 2 days it's going to snow again. So, you know, we go from 75 to 32, back to 70, back to 29, back to 65, back to 40, back to 75, back to 32. And those temperatures are all in Fahrenheit. If you want to do the conversion in your head, I don't know, multiply by 5/9 or something, who cares? Nobody does conversions. Either no metric or don't. Now I've got that killer itch on my back that I can't reach, so now I gotta go get the back scratcher, which is clear across the room, over here, sitting on my giant poster of Lord Ganesh. Underneath my Flames of War rules. Get that son of a... So itchy. When it starts to get warm, I start to itch. Because of my weird cholinergia business. I like this back scratcher. You know, it's one of those bamboo ones that's... And it's hooked at the end. And it looks like kind of like a croupier's stick, except shorter. And you could actually use this if you were the stick man at a craps table. So itchy. And now I just feel like playing craps as I sit here and hold this back scratcher, which looks like a croupier's stick. I can scoop up some dice. Scoop. 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 Yes. That's what I feel like doing now, playing craps. I just glanced behind me at the TV, and guess what's on? The movie Godzilla, the one with Matthew Broderick, not, you know, any of the classics. Although, this one's tolerably okay. I mean, I'll watch anything with Jean Reno in it, that guy kills me. But why did Matthew Broderick get to be in a Godzilla movie and not me? Regardless, The best part of it is this movie is on my Spanish language movie channel. So it is currently in Espanol. I wonder if I should get in the bathtub and soak my knee. I don't think that would do any good. I don't know if I can fill my bathtub up that high. I don't have a bathtub where I can lay long enough that my knee can be underwater without me having to force it, which would be more painful. Oh, you know, I could sit here and drink tea all day. Perhaps I shall. I think I aspirated some there. Even my lungs want tea. I wish I could breathe tea. Like some kind of tea fish. And I just overheard something on TV. It turns out the word Gojira in Spanish is Gojira. Good to know. Oh, now, what did I just remember that I didn't quite remember? Am I supposed to be doing something today? Am I supposed to be doing something tonight? What is today? Well, I gotta take out the trash tonight, but I don't think that's what I was trying to remember. I hate it when this happens. You know, I'm getting that weird urge to light some fireworks. I get this urge a lot. What am I going to do about it? Well, the weather's nice. There's no wind. When it gets dark, I think I'm going to light me some rockets. You know, I just noticed something. I'm sitting here holding down the remote control, flipping through the channels, and I stopped on, you know, one of these pseudo movie channels. And that weird movie, I can't remember what it's called. It's Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise. Let me hit the information. But Night and Day. The movie Night and Day is on right now. And Tom Cruise is using a gun that I recognize. Only because there was a big picture of it on my NRA sweepstakes entry form. Maybe I'll win that gun. I'm just going to turn around and sell it because I have no use for something so tiny and insignificant. You know what else I've been thinking about today? Donuts. Oh, I ate a donut the other day and it was so yummy, it made me want to eat more donuts. And I can't be eating lots of donuts. Not because I'm any kind of health nut and I think, oh, eating donuts is evil. No, on the contrary, eating donuts is really good. You've probably eaten a donut. You know how good it is. So anyway, the reason I can't eat them is because they're made out of stuff that I tend to be allergic to, or at least have some kind of problem with. So I can't eat a lot of donuts, even though I do want to eat very many. But right now I kind of just want to eat one. I'm kind of tempted to go to the store. Maybe bail out of this show a little bit early and run over to the grocery store and pick up some of those donuts from their bakery. No, I can't. No, they're too expensive. And I gots to save my money. And speaking of winning, it's time for our lottery update. And the update is this. I have not used my free Mega Millions lottery ticket yet. I'm waiting for that total to get higher so I can get closer to true odds when it pays off, because I tell you, I'm feeling fairly confident that I'm going to win. The odds are only approximately 1 to 100 million. Wow. Can't beat that, especially when the bet is free. Oh, I can't wait to be rich. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put in an order for the new Koenigsegg. I'm not a big fan of cars, but I do have certain tastes, and Koenigsegg really does it for me. And at one point in time, I thought to myself, self, you need to get yourself a CCX. So I went online looking for used CCXs. Couldn't find any, but I found a guy in Minnesota selling his CCR, which isn't quite the same car, but, you know, who's gonna know just by looking at it? Nobody, that's who. But then, I was watching TV the other day, and there was a show on, I don't know what it was called or what it was about, but here was Christian Koenigsegg standing there talking about his new car, and I'm like, oh, tell me all about it, home slice. And he said, it's called the 121. And I thought, well, that's odd. Why would he call it that? And then he explained it to me. That was very nice of him. It's called the 121 because it has a 1-to-1 power-to-weight ratio. That's right. You heard me correctly. The new Koenigsegg has a 1-to-1 power-to-weight ratio. Yeah, that's sick. But speaking of going to the store, I'm getting pretty low on grape heads here. How many grape heads do I have in this box? Oh, geez. 10 or less. Maybe only 8. Oh, maybe I'm going to have to go out and buy some candy today. Maybe right after this show is over. What show is this, you might be asking? Well, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and it airs every day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Be sure to tune in tomorrow while I do something else wacky. I'm not sure what that's going to be. I make this stuff up as I go along, obviously. But yeah, maybe I should go do something productive. So, I think I'm just going to bail. And so, you know what's next. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Via a Type 2 trunk to Harrisonburg.